Two novellas by New Jersey writer, translator, and scholar Kurt Leviant have recently been published together under the title Ladies and Gentlemen, The Original Music of the Hebrew Alphabet. Alan Chews has a review.
Leviant sets the title story of this collection in Budapest under communist rule as a young American musicologist on the make meets an odd Hungarian engineer named Friedman who makes a fantastic claim. He says he possesses a score that he calls the original music of the Hebrew alphabet, secret melodies, as he describes them, handed over personally by the angel Raziel to Adam, who gave it to Abel. His brother Cain was jealous and killed him for it, Friedman says. It was then taken from Cain and held for some 10 generations until it was given to Noah after the flood, and then to the patriarch Abraham, and so on down to a man whom Friedman claims to have met on a road and who sung the melodies for him. Crazy, yes, but the American music scholar isn't so sure and attempts to obtain the score from the seemingly addled Hungarian, which makes up most of the 80 pages of this fascinating novella on Jewish themes. The other long work in the book is also a quest story, titled Weekend in Mustara. It's an homage to the fanciful identity games of Jorge Luis Borges and takes an American poetry scholar named Kurt Leviant to the village of Mustara, a mountain enclave on a mythical island on the Mediterranean coast. Here, a small Jewish community, nearly decimated by the Nazis, has managed to endure totalitarian rule and keep up an historic synagogue. The language spoken in Mustara is not Slavic, not Italian, not Arabic, but as Leviant the narrator tells us, has the sounds and music of all three tongues. As he searches for a manuscript by one of the great Hebrew poets of the Renaissance, Leviant's tale swerves into the realm of the fantastic. Not exactly Borges, not Kafka, not Calvino, but it has the sounds and music of all three fabulous.
The book is Ladies and Gentlemen, The Original Music of the Hebrew Alphabet by Kurt Leviant. Our reviewer is Alan Chews, who teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.